now, a group representing thousands of scientists has written to the Prime Minister and 10 Cabinet Ministers saying the government's plan for fast-tracking consenting is, quote, retrograde, blunt and values development over the environment, unquote. The legislation, which passed its first reading last week, will give three ministers the power to bypass normal consent processes and have the final say on approvals for special infrastructure projects. A group of 10 scientific societies that conduct research and biodiversity say New Zealand's plants, animals, fungi and ecosystems are globally unique but are also threatened with extinction. In the letter sent to ministers today, they say the changes will cause further degradation and mean that development projects will be at the whim of political decision-making and ministerial discretion without appropriate checks and balances. Dr. Jo Monks is the Vice President of the New Zealand Ecological Society, a lecturer in ecology at the University of Otago and spokesperson for the group. Kia ora, Jo.
Kia ora, Catherine.
So thousands of scientists collectively within these different organisations. Can you give us an idea of the groups you represent?
Sure. Yeah. So as you said, I'm the Vice President for the New Zealand Ecological Society, which is the main professional body for ecologists in Aotearoa. And our society has joined with 9 other scientific societies that collectively conduct research on and raise awareness of New Zealand's biodiversity. So we have societies representing scientists who study freshwater plants and animals, reptiles and amphibians, birds, invertebrates, microbes, fungi and wildlife management. And collectively, these societies represent thousands of members who work on and are interested in Aotearoa's terrestrial and freshwater biodiversity.
What are the concerns with the legislation?
Well, as you know, New Zealand's plants, animals, fungi and ecosystems are globally unique and they underpin key economic sectors. So, for example, healthy soils and ecosystems are critical for our primary production sector and tourists come to see our wild places and native species. But many of our species are also threatened with extinction. More than 75% of our native vertebrate species and freshwater fish are either threatened with extinction or at risk of becoming threatened. And a lot of our Indigenous biodiversity that's most at risk is on private land or subject to detrimental impacts of land use and development pressures. So the New Zealand, the new government's recent and proposed changes to this raft of environmental laws will decrease protections to New Zealand's unique and threatened plants, animals, fungi and ecosystems.
So it's not just the fast tracking, it's other legislations like the Natural and Built Environment Act that's being repealed and some of the significant natural areas, which was very controversial as legislation, as it said, on private land. So all of the stuff, National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management also is being replaced. Could you be specific about the actual differences you anticipate as a result of this? What will happen that concerns you?
So we have serious concerns about how the laws are being rushed through with very little time for proper consultation. So we are asking the government to slow the pace of these changes, to consult widely with iwi experts, other stakeholders and the public, and to allow for thorough parliamentary scrutiny. And we're really concerned that in their own coalition agreement, the coalition government committed to evidence-based decision-making. We think that the potential for that is seriously eroded when fast-tracking of consents enables things to be rushed through without proper consideration.
So, all the evidence indeed to be
not
rejected.
Just the fast-tracking approvals bill, but particularly the Natural and Built Environment Bill, actually the raft of changes is collectively threatening our biodiversity and our ability to protect that.
Okay, Jo, the changes have been widely welcomed by business, mining and infrastructure groups. Is there an argument that the current laws stifle investment and economic and job growth? That's not what you are focused on, but do you see that side of the argument?
Oh yeah, so for sure. We agree that streamlining the process for enabling sustainable development is really needed. However, the current and proposed environmental law changes don't just cut red tape, they effectively cut the public out of the consenting process and they strongly favour short-term economic gain over strategic, environmentally friendly development. And we feel that in this time of biodiversity and climate crisis, we really must ensure that development occurs in a carefully considered and sustainable manner.
Okay. The Infrastructure Minister, Chris Bishop, told RNZ's Checkpoint last week he couldn't guarantee that conservation land would not be used for mining projects. The Regional Development Minister, Shane Jones, has characterised the opposition to these law changes as, quote, political entertainment, unquote. So what reception are you expecting to this letter, for this letter?
Well, I think that the current government has made it clear that they are favouring the short-term economic growth and gain over longer-term strategic environmentally friendly planning. So obviously that is a political decision, but we feel that it's short-sighted and has really grave risks, and we don't think it's particularly consistent with National Party's previous policy on the environment, which was a lot more considerate and measured.
Have you had a reply? You've just sent it today, Joe, yeah?
No, I have received no replies as of sent last night. No
sent
replies
last
yet.
Night. All right. Keep us posted. Thank you very much, Joe Monks, who is the spokesperson for this group representing thousands of scientists across 10 scientific societies that conduct research in biodiversity. She is Vice President of the New Zealand Ecological Society and a lecturer in ecology at Otago University.